السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد لاسٹ ویک وی ویئر ڈسکسنگ سورہ فیل سو فرسٹ وی ول جسٹ ڈو اگین دا اسٹوری آف دا ایونٹ آف دا ایلیفنٹس ابن کثیر رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ریلیٹس یمن واز گورنڈ بائی دا ہیمیرائٹس ہو ور مشرکین The last ruler, Zu Nawas, oppressed the Christians. He kindled a fire in a trench and in it he threw approximately 20,000 Christians. He threw into the trench. So we are discussing the event of Surah Fil, the event of the incident of the elephants which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in Suratul Fil. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi relates, Yemen was governed by the Himyarites who were mushrikeen. Their last ruler Zu Nawas oppressed the Christians. He kindled a fire in a trench and in it he threw approximately 20,000 Christians. However, two persons fled from his clutches and approached the emperor of Syria for assistance. The emperor of Syria wrote to the king of Abyssinia, who was a Christian, asking him to take revenge. The Abyssinian leader sent a massive army under the leadership of two commanders, Irbat and Abraha, to destroy the Yemenites. Zu Nawas fled and later he drowned. This brought Yemen under Abyssinian rule. So now Irbat and Abraha, they were ruling Yemen. Later on, a civil war broke out. Irbat was killed and only Abraha was left. So Abraha went on now because of his hatred for the people of Makkah, etc. He built a cathedral in Yemen, a very, very huge one as we discussed last week. And his intention was that people now must leave going to Kaaba Sharif and they must start coming to his cathedral and worshipping there. But he found that this is not working. People are still going to Baytullah. People are still going there, although they were mushriks, but in their own way they were making some form of ibadat to Baytullah. So people were still going to Baytullah, they were not coming to his cathedral. So eventually he decided that the only way to sort this problem out is he needs to go and demolish the Kaaba Sharif. So he mustered up a huge force and he sought assistance also from the Najis of Abyssinia, who gave him his herd of elephants. And he also gave him his personal elephant, the name of which was Mahmud. And he proceeded now with this army of elephants to go to Kaaba Sharif and destroy the Baytullah. On the way, the Arabs put up a resistance. The first army that he met, he defeated that army. The second army that he met, again he defeated that army. Then he reached Taif. When he came to Taif, the people of Taif, they heard about how he defeated the first two armies and they saw what a huge army he has come with. So they decided not to do anything and they in fact even offered him some assistance. Then he came closer to Makkah Sharif. He came to a place where the camels of the people of Makkah used to graze. He stole all those camels, or he took hold of all those camels. And then he sent a message to the leaders of the Quraysh that they should come and talk to him. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, who was Abdul Muttalib, he went, and a few other leaders of the Quraysh, they went and spoke to him. So when they went there, Abraha, when he first saw Abdul Muttalib, he had a lot of respect for Abdul Muttalib. So then when he started speaking to him, he asked Abdul Muttalib, what can I do for you? So Abdul Muttalib told him that I have come to fetch my camels. So he told Abdul Muttalib that I had a lot of respect for you when I first saw you. But now after speaking to you, I have lost my respect for you because I have come to destroy the Kaaba Sharif and you are worried about your camels. So Abdul Muttalib gave him a beautiful reply. He told him that I am the owner of the camels. So I am asking about the camels. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of Baytullah. He will take care of Baytullah. Then they even offered Abraha, they told him, see, we will give you 1/3 of our crops annually. Whatever crop we have, whatever we harvest, 1/3 of the crop, the prophets, we will give it to you annually, but do not destroy Baytullah. But he refused, he was set on going and destroying Baytullah. So Abdul Muttalib returned to Makkah Sharif. He told the people of Makkah that now go to the outskirts, go to the mountain tops, because this person is going to come in, he's just going to cause havoc here. If you're going to come in his way, it will, may just lead to your death for nothing. But Abdul Muttalib made a dua to Allah Ta'ala before he left. He went first to Baytullah, he held on to the door of Baytullah, and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, something to this effect, that we are weak, we cannot defend your house, forgive us for not putting up a stand, but you can see the force that this person has come with, you take care of him. And then they went to the outskirts. The next day when this army tried to proceed to Baytullah, the main elephant, which was Mahmud, it refused to go. And in some riwayats it comes that one Arab person whom they had taken as prisoner, and they were using him also as a guide, he whispered into the ear of that elephant, and we discussed this last week, he whispered into the ear of Mahmud that this is the house of Allah Ta'ala. If you proceed, you are going to be destroyed. So you rather just return to your house. Don't think of going forward. So the elephant refused to move in the direction of Baytullah. When they turned the elephant in the direction of Yemen, the elephant woke up to walk. But as soon as they turned it again in the direction of Baytullah, it would sit down. They took sticks, they beat it, they took irons, they poked it, but it refused to wake up. While they were still trying to wake this elephant up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the flocks of birds. And we discussed last week that these were very little, small little birds, and each bird had three pebbles, one in the beak and one in either claw. As these birds came over the elephants, over the army of Abraha, they dropped those pebbles. Allah Ta'ala put so much of force in those pebbles that whatever those pebbles hit, they went right through them and they even embedded themselves in the ground. And some Sahaba who say that they found one or two of those pebbles, then they even gave the description of this pebble, that it was like a reddish type of a pebble which had some black lines on it. So like this, that entire army of Abraha was destroyed. With regards to Abraha himself, he was to be afflicted the most. He did not die instantly, but a venomous poison penetrated his body, causing each limb to decay, which later mutilated. He was taken back to Yemen where he died. And we discussed last week that this was the first person ever to have smallpox. And this is where the sickness of smallpox started off from. Two herdsmen who used to take care of Mahmud, they survived and they remained in Makkah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates that she saw these two herdsmen. They had become blind and crippled. And her sister Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha was reported to have seen them begging. Through this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Quraysh of Makkah izzat. And also now the neighboring people and the neighboring countries also, they feared the people of Makkah, because they said that how Allah Ta'ala sent His help for these people. So these people, there must be something about them. So like this, the Quraysh of Makkah, the people of Makkah, they got some izzat and they got some honor. So now after listening to the background of the incident of Fil, now let us just listen to the translation of the ayat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل.
Did you not see how your Rabb dealt with the people of the elephant?
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Did he not make their plan to be a loss? Didn't Allah spoil their plans?
وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ.
And he sent to them little flying creatures.